Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show, where we are bringing you information and interviews, but also my opinions and my views of where the market is and what might be relevant for you as an investor. And so today I want to talk a little bit about a question that somebody was asking me, basically saying, hey, you know, a lot of people are pretty hesitant these days with investing money and spending money and so forth, because they are a little bit insecure about what's going to happen to them in the future. And in that context, they ask, you know, if I were really going to invest in residential real estate, like you are helping and mentoring and supporting, how much are we actually looking for? And how can I really develop a portfolio? And so what is relatively new and which has definitely changed in the last like year and a half is that we used to always look at the real estate investing in these residential properties that we have. And you can find them, by the way, in our newsletter, which if you sign up or if you go to idealinvestorshow.com and look for the button to book a call, and then we have your email address and we can actually send you our newsletter where we actually provide curated properties, like some of those deals that I'm always talking about in the podcast episodes. You can find them there, you can review them there, and if there's anyone that you really like, then we help you actually make that your next investment property. So to that question of how much do you really need to get together to get started, we have recently had properties that started in the $75,000-$80,000 range all the way to about $300,000 range. And at the lower end, we have special relationships with creative financing opportunities where you can get started with $12,000 to $15,000, sometimes under certain circumstances, even a little less. So what does that really mean and why do I bring this up? I think it means when you first get into a residential real estate investing, you wouldn't really consider it if you have not at least a little bit of money that you can start with, a little bit of starting capital, right? And so I think you should consider residential real estate investing if you get started that you have $20,000, maybe even $30,000 to invest. But to get into your first property, we can maybe help you. We can definitely help you with amounts like $12,000, $15,000, $18,000, something like that. And that's important to know. Now, obviously, even though we love to help you get your first property, if that's the first step that you take, but what we ultimately want to accomplish is for you to develop a portfolio, like a whole list of properties over time, and keep buying until you have enough properties to really get you a passive income stream so you can sooner or later stop working or at least have the freedom to decide if you want to continue working or not. And so when we're looking at that development of a portfolio, then obviously that first initial investment is one thing, but then the question comes up, how do I keep investing in the future? And there are two things that are really relevant to that. I believe very strongly everybody should follow the book or the suggestions in the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, because that really a relatively simple suggestion, how this richest man became the richest man, is by just putting 10% of anything that comes into your account as far as any sort of income aside for investing, right? And if you say I'm making $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 a month, then put $500, $600, $700 aside as dedicated money for investing. And if you think about it, if you do that for a year, that's already $7,200 or can be $8,400 or more, depending on how much your income is and how much those 10% are. But when we go back to that first property that I just mentioned, then don't forget that that first property is not only going to cost you, like I said, anywhere between $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 as an investment out of pocket, but it's also immediately starting to pay you cash flow. Right. So if you get one of those properties and let's say it generates $400 in cash flow per month, then you can have these additional $4,800, maybe $5,000 per year, in addition to what you're anyway putting together as your savings every month and every year. So now you can see, okay, if you're saving, let's say, $7,200 yourself, and you make $5,000 from the property that you bought, you have enough to buy the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And so you can basically get to buy one every year. And if your plan basically shows that you need 12 properties to get to this time freedom point, then it takes you 12 years and you're there. So the sooner you start, the sooner you will get there. So that's really the message, is the amount to start is not huge. Now, it's not tiny either, I realize that, but it's not like what some people think. I need $50,000 or $100,000 to get into real estate investing, and that's just not true. So I want you to get that message, but also to realize, because every of the properties that you buy, from us at least, will have positive cash flow from day one, it will get easier and easier year over year to buy more properties. So that's what we want to do. We want to develop that portfolio. And if you'd like to talk a little more about it, because I realize this is very high level, this sounds like a cool plan, but can I really do it? Then we should have a conversation. So again, I would say invite you to go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button that says book a call, and then we have a conversation. It's complimentary, no obligation. And we see if we click, if we vibe, if we fit together, and then we can work together if you like. So be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.